Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The year comes to an end with a 4-0 Blackhawks combined shutout of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Emmett Prado working the first two periods and Jakob Tihi finishing the whitewash in the third. The Blackhawks getting three goals in the span of exactly 2 minutes during period number two, and that propelled them to the 4-0 victory at Young Arena. And now the playoffs await in less than 48 hours. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The game was scoreless through the first period, and early in the second it looked like the Des Moines Buccaneers had nudged in front. A sharp-angled chance from the left wing circle that was an attempt by Joey Muldowney went off of Emmett Crotto up into the air and came down, ended up in the net, but the goal had been dislodged. It was knocked up and backwards, initially called a good goal, but overruled after a video review, and the game remained scoreless. Still 0-0 when the Blackhawks went to the power play about 8 minutes into the period, and that's when the Hawks went in front during that advantage. Jeanette keeps it moving. Rinzel, right half wall. Under a minute left on this advantage. Here's Wiley. Deep slot. Wrist shot. Deflected. It goes off the end glass and then into the goal as it springs back out to the top of the crease. The Hawks have scored on the power play. And Waterloo to the lead 1-0 with an unlikely power play goal. A power play goal for Cooper Wiley on the pair of bounces, first off the glass and then off the opposing defenseman. Wiley's sixth of the season, assisted by Sam Rinzel, and an assist on that goal as well to Jacob Jeanette. The power play score sent the Hawks to the lead, and a minute later the Hawks made it 2-0. Tinling trying to recover possession, wedged away by Cardona out to center, onto the stick of Kostelecki, up right wing to the offensive zone, centers for Hoang. He shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks. The pass from Kostelecki to Hoang was tipped. Hoang got it anyway. It was right on his forehand, and the left-handed shooter fired it by Ziska. Hoang's 11th of the season, assisted by Kostelecki and Cardona. 9:29 of the second period, and it was a 2-0 Blackhawk lead. The two goals exactly a minute apart. It was a good interval, and the Hawks did it again. Fust steps into the corner, left wing side, back for Robertson. Wedged it ahead for Connor Brown. Into the slot, Waldron on his forehand, dodges a check, now shoots, he scores! Waldron stick handling and firing one to the top corner. Here come the Hawks again, and one more time. It's exactly a minute after the last Blackhawk goal. Waldron's 15th of the season, assisted by Connor Brown and Ben Robertson. And it was 3-0 Blackhawks, just like that. Three goals a minute apart between the first and second, a minute apart between the second and third, and the Hawks in great shape from there on out. The score held through the remainder of the second period. Into the third, the Buccaneers lifted Lucas Ziska with a little more than 3 minutes left to go, trying to spark something, trying to finish their season, avoiding a shutout in their last game. They could not. And the Blackhawks got the empty net goal with a minute and 16 seconds left, 18:44 officially, the time of the final score of the season. Tinling for Barnes, a one-timer. It was blocked by Shifsky, picked up by Cardona. He fires it off the leg out to center. And rolls down into the Des Moines zone with 1:20 left to play. Behind the Des Moines net, Jacob Jeanette, a takeaway for Schneider. He scores! An empty net goal for Jacob Schneider from Jacob Jeanette. Jake Schneider capping the scoring this season with a goal that nudges his total for the year up to 6, assisted by Jacob Jeanette with a multi-point performance, 2 assists in the season finale. Hawks in the game 1-for-5 on the power play. The Buccaneers were 0-for-5 in their power play looks. In the third, the Hawks outshot the Buccaneers 6-5 for the game. The Hawks with 30 shots on goal to 28 for the Buccaneers. Lucas Ziska takes the loss. Ziska stopping 26 of 29. The empty net goal, the Hawks' 30th shot on net in this game. The Blackhawks with a combined shutout between Emmett Crotto and Jakob Tihi. Crotto did the lion's share of it. He stopped all 23 shots he faced. Tihi helped to preserve the goose egg with five saves in the third period. That is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. You think about your car battery in the winter, but have you thought about your mower's battery this spring? Choose FVP Volt Edge batteries for your lawn or garden tractor and get started when it's time to mow. FVP parts are verified and proven. Reach for what works. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at Ted's Home and Hardware. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks needed a win plus a Fargo Force loss in regulation. The Hawks did not get that tonight. Fargo won their game 4-2 against the Sioux Falls Stampede. So that locks in a Blackhawks playoff series against the Lincoln Stars, which will begin on Monday night.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.